The soul's journey continues. March, the third body. Moon, the fire element. Atma turned 12, and her learning this year is about the different expressions of authority and power. Her path number is a 3, and this influences how she will fulfill her mission here on Earth. Atma's mother encourages her to express in words what her angry outbursts actually feel like. She encourages her to not focus on the person or the event which was the trigger to her feeling upset, but on the actual feeling which the trigger produced. By doing this mindfulness practice with her mother, Atma is able to observe that her upsets often express like a burning fire, which makes her feel scared and out of control. Each time Atma would express her fear of being successful, or when she had issues with power and authority, it would come out as anger directed outwards. And sometimes this energy even turned inward on Atma herself, and she would feel depressed and unable to exert her sense of agency, her ability to experience the feeling of control over her emotions and their consequences. The hardest lesson for Atma is to learn that each time she was judgmental or intolerant of others, her mother would encourage her to look within, to find where this lived inside of herself, to shift her focus from out there to in here. Her mother would encourage her to turn her complaints into requests, and Atma found out that this was so hard to actually ask for what she wanted. It seems that the negative aspects are way easier to get all upset about. It was challenging for her to come up with positive requests based on what she actually wanted. Each evening, before she went to sleep, they would light a candle and talk about all the different ways in which the element of fire can either feel nice and cozy, or it can burn you or burn others. As she was learning how to express her fire in healthy ways by learning to have authority over herself and her emotions instead of trying to have it over others, Atma noticed that her emotional outbursts transformed into forward-moving energy, and this made her feel hopeful about the future. Atma's father spends extra time telling her about the moon and how this energy can support her in the expression of her path by learning to direct her emotions. He encourages her to wear more yellow and gave her this great picture of a moon with this written on it: Manipura, the place of many riches. He told her that Manipura is the name for the third center. During the day, he would do all these fun things with her to help manage her emotions. He would take her out to exercise, especially martial arts, and help her to experience a harmonic balance between her chores and play. One really fun project, which they did together, was to record Atma reading affirmations. And they set it all up so that when she was sleeping, she would hear these positive affirmations. Each morning during breakfast, her papa would go over the goal Atma had identified for the month, and he would help her come up with one way that she could get closer to her goal. He would also help her to recognize that as she was gaining more confidence in her relationship to power and authority, it became much easier for her to express her assertiveness and her strong willpower. Atma learned that she could shine her light and give hope to others, and that managing the energy of her third body could turn into her superpower. Sat Nam.